Where do you want to live later in life? Are you more of a city or a country person? These are questions most of us have probably already heard at some point in our lives.
I mean, for the two of us, it's probably been quite clear, I think. I mean, I'm from a small town in the Black Forest, and you've grown up in a small town too, and we both moved away to the city right after graduating.
Exactly. I'm from a rural town at the French border in southern Germany, but I've always known I wanted to live in a city, and I don't plan on moving back either. Not everyone's like that, though. I'm actually the only one from my graduation class who moved away and stayed away. Few of my friends moved away at all, and those who did moved to only slightly bigger towns that would allow them to drive back home in only an hour or so, and they all returned home after no more than like one or two semesters of university.
So they moved back to your village?
Yeah, they all quit university and moved back in with their parents. Some started attending the local university, some started working, some moved in with their partners after a while. Some stayed with their parents, but they all moved back to their hometowns in the countryside. Most of them say they want to stay there too. Maybe the city life's just too loud and hectic for them. I actually talked to an old friend about this some time ago, and she couldn't really describe why she didn't like the city, but she told me that she could only see herself living in her hometown and being surrounded by her friends from school when trying to envision her future self. She was also one of the people who moved away and then moved back home again, and she said that was her reason. But this is actually a trend I've seen a lot within our generation lately. Especially on social media, many people our age dream about a phenomenon called cottagecore, if you've ever heard of that. It involves moving to a rural area as far away from cities, industrialization, and other people as possible, growing and harvesting their own food, living with animals, being in touch with nature. Basically, it's like this fantasy of having a small, peaceful farm in the middle of nowhere. Many people in our generation feel kind of lost, I think, because of the pressure they feel is put on them by society, you know. Get a good education, get a well-paying job, probably move to the city so you don't have to travel for hours to actually get to your job. Like, just become a busy city person type. I think that might be why this cottagecore dream is so prevalent now. People want to live a peaceful life and do what they actually want to do instead of having to work a job they don't even like just to afford a life in a city they don't even want to live in.
That's understandable, but I guess to each their own. Despite us being both city people, even we have to admit that there are some difficulties here that people in the countryside don't have to worry about as much. Apart from the notorious noise and chaos in cities, rents are way higher and it can be rather difficult to even find a place to live in the first place. This has been an ongoing trend for the past decades and is probably not going to get better anytime soon, especially for students like us. Landlords don't exactly like renting their apartments too. When you do find something, the places are usually either very small, very expensive, or there's something else wrong with them. Previous tenants might want you to buy their old interior off of them for a few hundred, 2,000 euros as well. If you can't afford that, you're out. There are probably many other contenders anyway, so landlords basically get to choose freely. Actually, it's only going to get worse if you look at the numbers. The United Nations estimates that by 2050, nearly 70% of the world's population is going to live in big cities. In 2018, we were at 55% overall, and for Germany, we were at 77%, so that's quite a large number. No wonder we're not getting apartments easily. So by that logic, it's only going to get even harder to find affordable apartments, because rents are going to skyrocket. Some cities have already introduced rent caps, but that's only going to do so much.
Yeah, that's going to be a problem for sure. Also, despite cottagecore being trendy with our generation right now, I think it's doubtful that everyone dreaming about it will actually live like that. In the end, it might just stay a fantasy, a utopia for many. It's just not realistic in today's capitalist society, sadly. most people know that, I guess. That might be why the trends about future living are staying the same, and it's prognosed that even more people will move to the city's urbanized regions. That really doesn't make it easier for everyone, though.
I mean, I get it. Still, it's worth it to me. Even if rent's going to increase, I for sure won't be moving back to a small town. The infrastructure is just way better, there's more possibilities job-wise, and I just feel more at home in a big city, as weird as that sounds.
I mean, there's just so much more going on here. I remember, like, when I lived in this small town, I had to travel almost an hour by train to even get to the next city. And even that, it was a smaller city, so there wasn't really lots going on.
Pretty much same here. And there you have it, guys. Thanks for listening.